Welcome to Soundings Podcast. I'm Dudley Evanson, and for more than four decades, my husband Dean Evanson and I have created music and media that supports people and the planet. In our Soundings Podcast, we'll be sharing interviews with wisdom keepers we have met in the course of our life journey. To learn more about our activities and releases, please visit our website and blog at soundings.com. In this podcast, you will be hearing part of the soundtrack from our video called Two UN Earth Summits, 1972 and 1992. This section is from the first United Nations Conference on the Human Environment held in Stockholm, Sweden in 72. It was there that Dean and I were first exposed to Native American wisdom about Mother Earth. It was a very powerful time as we were just waking up as a society to understanding how our human activities were negatively affecting the planet. Hope you enjoy.
To know that you can live with yourself and with your planet, your Mother Earth, I think this in itself is a great lesson that more of the so-called progressive industrialized nations should learn. And we are here to give you the message that we brought from the Western Hemisphere and hoping to share it with the rest of the people here. That is, life is very important. We should walk with beauty. Beauty before us, beauty behind us, beauty below us, beauty above us, and beauty all around us. I shall always walk in beauty is the philosophy of our people. And this philosophy is what brings us here to share it with you. Ahala go na shanga, ahala go na shanga, she na shanga, she na shanga.
I think the best thing that we can do is to, for us at home, to set the example. We're 6% of the population of the world using up 50% of its resources. We're the people that have to set the example.
When you're living in the country and living close to nature, you have respect for the ground because it's providing for you. But when you live in big businesses, and, you know, in the big places, and you have big businesses and stuff like this, they lose respect for the ground, you know, they lose respect for the trees. And these are the things that provided for it, you know, in the first place. And they've lost respect for it. And in losing respect for Mother Earth, you lose respect for yourself. And in losing respect for yourself, you lose respect for fellow man. All the plants, the animals, no matter how what they look like, you lose respect for life. And that's it. You're gone. You know, then there's nothing to do. So then you have to come along again and teach yourself respect. You have to teach respect for yourself and for your fellow man so that you can start to clean this up a little bit. Stop what's going on.
What do you think about the decision maker's position in all this? I mean, the people don't really make the decisions to stop or start war. Now, how do we get at the decision makers in this? I mean, they have a particular tendency to hit for war. How do we stop their stupidity?
Yes, it's bad in one way, but remember, that's the way the forefathers laid out the Constitution and laid it right in his hands, and until we change that, we can't do much.
But, yes, but this is the nub of the problem. No matter what we try to say about environment or war, the thing goes on. Now, how do we stop this psychotic trend to war all the time?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew, because for 7 years, I can't see why it's been going on. It just makes no sense. I was there in 66 and came back to brief Mr. Johnson when he was in the office. I told him what I saw then, that so far as I was concerned, all I could see in South Vietnam is, why don't we get the hell out?
Yeah.
I mean, even the South Vietnamese, now they keep talking about how they're Vietnamizing it, how they're doing this and that.
Yeah, but you see how separate the decision-making is from the people. In the Amchitka test, millions of people objected to that. Whole countries said stop it. But no, the Amchitka test went on. It was a 5-megaton hydrogen bomb for murderous purposes. And the decision-making didn't change because of people's pressure.
Well, apparently we don't have enough pressure, because come the presidential election time, who gets in?
Wow. then the people must have their own parliament. We must have a people's resurgence of people's power in this thing. We've got to stop the decision makers who seem to be feudal lords instead of rational human beings.
Well, that means reorganizing the whole constitution.
Well, if you have a government, you have a contract, a social contract between people and government. If the government don't live up to their social contract, then the people must reinstate another social contract.
Yes.
That's not revolution or change or anything. That's just fact. The power of the people must be reinstated instead of the power of the feudal people.
I agree. Now, how do you do it?
Well, you begin by saying one is life orientation, the other is death orientation. We must not have regressive leaders. We must have life-oriented leaders, and this must be the neat decision in the environment and the neat decision in war. It's life orientation.
Secretary General of the United Nations Conference on the Human Environment has just arrived to receive the resolution from the Skartnik and the international community. We would now like to read this resolution in both English and French. Could we have your attention, please?
I'll smash your fucking
car. Det kommer FN general take it here and more in storm. Och talar.
Sorry.
Och vi kommer att till honom överlämna en resolution som folket på Skarpnäck har tokat ihop tillsammans med indianerna. Varsågod.
To the United Nations Conference on the Human Environment and all concerned, Resolution number 86A. Okay. A 10-year moratorium to the United Nations Conference on Human Environment and all concerned. Resolution number 86A, a 10-year moratorium on the killing of human beings. We, the people of the world, who recognize no national or international boundaries, borders, access restrictions, or ownership of our mother, the Earth, do propose that, whereas the United Nations has assumed responsibility for the preservation of species in danger of extinction, and whereas the United Nations Conference on Human Environment has already adopted a resolution calling for a 10-year moratorium on the killing of whales, and whereas the human race is a species so endangered by political violence, industrial poisoning, social regimentation, territorial competition, apocalyptic weaponry, hunger, greed, etc. And whereas the only way for the human race to survive this century is for us to stop killing each other. Be it resolved, for a trial period of 10 years, beginning July 1st, 1972, all people of the earth and all governments purporting to represent these people, be they tribal, local, national, or international, recognize Homo sapiens as an endangered species and joyously proclaim a 10-year moratorium on the hunting, killing, and environmental poisoning of human beings.
Yeah! Down in front, please.
All I can say is my warmest thanks to you for this message, which I hope will get through to the whole world. I love your message. I hope the whole world will love it and embrace it. and I must feel, I feel a sense of love in this meeting, which I hope will permeate all the meetings in which I'm participating.
Thank you for listening to our Soundings podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this program. To learn more about our music, guided meditations, and videos, please visit our website and blog at soundings.com. Peace through music. Blessings.